Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Tomorrow sees the release of GCSE results. And can you believe that almost a week ago, it was the release of A-level results? If you had an 18-year-old in your household, it could have been a stressful time. But there were some great results around, and none more so than at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate. Well, here in a moment, we're going to hear from three former Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate students who've gone on very different paths. Just what happens in the year that follows the release of those all-important A-level results. Before that, though, we better check in with the staff at Queen Ethelberger's to find out just what happened with this year's results.
Hello, I'm Kevin Aldershaw. I'm head of college at Queen Ethelberger's.
Hello, I'm Norm McNeil. I'm head of faculty at Queen Ethelberger's.
We've had some excellent results across both college and faculty. In college, we've enjoyed 84% A star and A grades. And in faculty, 77% A star and A grades. But also, obviously, in faculty, we offer the BTEC course, and we're pleased to announce we've got 91% D star and D grades. D star is the equivalent of an A star at A level, and the distinction is the equivalent of an A. So both excellent results. League tables are marvellous, but of course what's most important is what the students get out of this. So by achieving their A's, A stars, D's and D stars, it opens up a huge amount of opportunities for them to go off to university and into employment in the future.
So obviously the results are important, but more important is what the students go on to do after. Which doors do those results open up for them? We've caught up with three former students from Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate to find out what's happened to them. We'll hear from one who's gone straight into business. We'll hear from one who's taken an international path. But first of all, we'll hear from a student who stayed a little closer to home but achieving academic excellence.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a former pupil of QE and I'm now studying engineering at the University of Cambridge. It's been incredible. I mean, it's been one of the most amazing opportunities I've had. Definitely challenging. The workload is a lot. I spend many a days in the library just doing work, revising, going over lectures and labs and writing lab reports, things like that. But it's definitely rewarding work and I enjoy it a lot because it's challenging and it's far from easy. And I've also had the opportunity to meet some amazing friends and incredible people from all sorts of backgrounds. And really develop really strong friendships, which I think will last a lifetime. And I remember I used to be like, oh, I want to be a nuclear physicist and do nuclear engineering. And at the time, I didn't even know what it was. And sort of like, I've gone along this journey and been driven to do engineering, and everything I've done sort of with my education has all been aimed at that. And now I'm here, it's like, whoa, I'm actually studying what I've always wanted to do. And what's really good about the course at Cambridge is it's a general course, so I get to sort of dip into all areas and all aspects of engineering and try them all out before I do specialise. And I'm enjoying things that I never even would have thought of, like electrical engineering, which if you asked me this before I went to Cambridge, I would have said I had no interest whatsoever. I can't thank QE enough for the opportunities they have given me and like the help they've given me to getting where I want to be and achieving the goals I had set myself, and I'm so grateful for that and so happy that I'm where I am.
From Cambridge, we head across the pond to New York. Students from Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate end up all over the globe pursuing their dreams, and Caroline Snape, as we'll hear from now, followed her dream of theatre to the heart of Broadway.
My name is Caroline Snape and I left QE in 2013. I'm based in New York at the moment. I'm currently getting my bachelor's degree in English language and literature, and I had gone to an acting college there too for a year and a half. I had a plan on doing acting and that was, you know, my big focus. And then I got here and I realized I could affect more change working in dramaturgy, mm-hmm. which is like script development and script production. I got into New York before I had even had any auditions for London drama schools. Mm. So I'd actually got into LA first, and then I into the LA school, and I decided after I visited the New York campus that I actually wanted to go to New York because it was more theatre based.
Yeah,
which was definitely the best decision. Currently, I'm interning with a playwright at the moment. I'm being his dramaturgy intern, so I'm helping him with lots of research. I am going to graduate in December and hopefully I'm going to get a job after that and hopefully a visa.
Caroline Snape there in New York. So we're going to hear from one final Queen Ethelberger student in just a second. But first, I want to hear from his teachers. Rocky Kant started as an A-level student at Queen Ethelberger's, but things didn't quite go to plan.
Rocky was an interesting student, incredibly charismatic, friendly, and all of his teachers obviously thought very highly of him. He was predicted to do well at the end of his first year of his course, but unfortunately, he received a bit of a range of results. Did well in some modules, not so well in others across all of his three A-levels. And so very much then it was a matter of sitting down with him on results day at the end of year 12 and working out what would be the best way forward for him. We steered him towards some BTEC courses, which was something that he hadn't really considered before, and then undertaking a business and a law BTEC to gain the equivalent of 3 A-levels meant that he was able to actually go on to the university of his choice and achieve it exceptionally well, a couple of distinction stars and a distinction, which has allowed him to go on to do what he's really passionate about, which is business.
I caught up with Rocky to find out what is going on with him a year later.
Yeah, I'm Payne Kant. I left QE at the summer of 2016. I've been studying at the Claude Littner's Business School, the University of West London, ever since then, studying business studies with entrepreneurship.
And am I right in thinking that actually you're not just studying business, you are a businessman as well?
In the beginning of the university, there was a competition called the Brentford Dragon's Den. So it's basically a competition hosted by the Brentford Chamber of Commerce. And it's with, I think it's a few universities and University of West London. I was actually the only first semester student to ever compete and the youngest person to ever compete. And well, the business idea was to bring Burmese food. It is a gap in the market in London because there's not a lot of Burmese restaurants, not a lot of Burmese cultural exposure. So I thought I would love to bring Burmese food to London. And I won that business idea. However, my school owner, Claude Littner, I was granted a meeting with him. He gave me a lot of advice, and one of them being that I should not open a Burmese restaurant.
So you won the competition with this idea to open a Burmese restaurant, and then the kind of head honcho, the guy who owns this school you go to, told you not to open a Burmese restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, in the Burmese restaurant, my signature product, the food, was going to be tea leaf salad.
So you eat it, do you eat it as like the tea leaves or is it made into something?
You do eat the tea leaves, yes. It's made into something else. There are other ingredients like roasted peanuts, roasted broad beans and lettuce, baby gem lettuce, garlic. It's really, really nice. It's really refreshing. That was a signature dish for the restaurant. And Claude said, no, don't open the restaurant yet because you have to be there 24/7. You have to be there scrutinizing your employees. So he told me, why not go find a supplier back in Burma and import that product to retailers?
Well, it sounds like you've taken what you've learned when you were in sixth form at QE and you've literally just, within the space of a year, put it all into practice.
Yes, yes, that's true. I mean, to be honest, I'm really, really happy that I flunked my AS. I would have never taken BTEC business.
It's funny how things work out, isn't it?
It
sounds like you found a natural fit with going into business.
In a sense, I'm really grateful for QE giving me that opportunity to go into BTEC business. I mean, otherwise, I would have done something else back and restarted this 2 years. But instead, they gave me that opportunity. And it's kind of that mindset that I got myself into. Like, when people say no, when people try to intimidate me, I always know that there's like an opportunity for me.
You can find out about all the courses that Queen Ethelburga's offer and the facilities they offer their students to help them towards these life-changing dreams at their website. That's qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.